I had a similar, very similar sense to Bob, and the words that that came to me were, ask, seek, and knock. I only have good things for you, but you still don't ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock.
When the Lord speaks so clearly, it's I think we have to respond. So let's perhaps continue to be in a place of receiving, but also really do respond to that wonderful invitation that Bob passed on from the Lord, and from the statements of Jesus that actually Dan reminded us of: ask, seek, and knock. So however you want to do that, we'll spend the next few minutes really responding, receiving, asking, seeking, and knocking until we get an answer. And perhaps as we do that, we can have one song as we meditate on that.
I just want to confirm the senses that we've been receiving as Bob was speaking and as Dan spoke. I had a very similar sense. The words I got were, I lay a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And again, it's this invitation. It's a ridiculous place to have a feast or a banquet, but God is saying, I'm laying this before you. Come receive, come eat.
I had the same sense, but then I had a picture. And the picture was, it was actually a memory of a picture that we use in the Life of the Spirit seminars, why people are not receiving the Spirit. And it is the teapot. And we keep the lid on the teapot down so that the water can go into the teapot to make tea. And we do that. Some of us, and all of us at times, we keep our hearts firmly closed so that the Spirit can't come in. And I ask the Lord, why? We pray for it, we ask for it. And the Lord says, because you are afraid. You're afraid what the Spirit might ask you to do. You're afraid of the commitment the Lord wants from you, that Jesus wants from you. And what does Jesus been saying to his apostles all the time? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Because the Lord has this table for us ready. He has this feast for us ready. Do not be afraid. Allow the Spirit to come in. Just open your hearts and allow the Spirit to flow through you.
Let's perhaps take our seats for a moment and actually just take a moment of silence as we respond to pretty strong and consistent invitations from the Lord. And then we'll close this time, this part of the meeting, with a song in a couple of minutes. But let's just sit and meditate in silence for 15, 20, 30 seconds, if we can manage it.
The sense I got was very much from Psalm 119, 156. Your compassion, Lord, is great. Preserve my life according to your laws. Many are the foes who persecute me, but I've not turned from your statutes. The sense I got was very much the Lord was saying that things will be tough, but we've really got to stick by him, and he will show compassion. He will reveal his great compassion. Amen.